The bearish market structure shift. What does that look like conceptually? Well, you have the market trading higher, short-term little retracement, then it trades above an old high or the initial short-term high that it trades above here, and then it breaks down. Once that low is broken, that's when the new trade idea is now being birthed. You don't even know where you're getting in at yet until you go through this process I'm going to show you right now. The market will see a price delivery of a rally above an old high or highs, and then quickly shift lower. That's this right here. Now, the significance I'm placing on the term quick is linked directly to the term displacement. Okay, it's got to be energetic. It can't be a little lethargic little move. It's got to show a real willingness to want to go lower and preferably close below that. If it does that, that to me is a little bit more significant. Whereas if we just go through this low a little bit like a wick and come back up, that to me is not all that convincing. I want to see that it has absolutely displaced and then the candle closed. And then we look inside this range here. So when you're looking at market structure shifts, this is all time frames. So don't think this is just the intraday version of it, but I'm specifically dealing with intraday. So when we create that high down to the low that breaks the short-term low here, so now we have that shift in market structure there, right below that low, that is the displacement low. This is your displacement high. So what's the big deal about that? Oh, you're just trying to add some words, ICT. You sound smart that way, don't you? No, it's conceptual ideas being expressed. So what you have in between that range, that right there, you're going to be hunting your fair value gaps because that's exactly where it's going to form. Don't take my word for it. Every one of your examples are going to have this. Oh. Don't take my word as the only thing to believe. Go into your charts and you will be convinced of it in short order, period. So if you're bearish and you see price run above an old high, then it breaks below the old high and takes out a short-term low prior to that run above. That short-term low being broken, draw that out in time. That's your displacement low and the high is your displacement high. So that range between here and here, that's displacement. How do you know it's displacement? How it closes down here below that low? Is it just a real short little drop below it? It might have a fair value gap, but it also might be likely to go higher and create another high. So this is the secret to it here, knowing how we trade below that and if it's energetic, a lot of movement, a big beefy bearish candle that closes low below this low right there. Okay, if we have that, as soon as we have that candle form, start watching to see if it creates a fair value gap in between this low and this candle's high or that range, okay? That's exactly where the fair value gap to sell short will form. If there is no fair value gap in here, guess what? You don't have a trade. You wait or go to another market because one of them is going to be there. Every single trading day, okay? Every single trading day, this pattern forms. Are you telling? Yes, I'm telling you just like that. Every single trading day, this pattern forms. Every single day, long and short. But you have to look for it with this process, okay? Everything I teach, obviously, is reversed the same way, so I'll just go through this a lot quicker because this is already becoming a longer video than I wanted it to be, but bullish ICT fair value gap, again, institutional order flow pattern in its three candles formation. The candle here is number one, the second candle here, and the third candle there. Candle number one's high, that is the low of the fair value gap. Candle number three's low is the high of the fair value gap. Candle number two is where the fair value gap will be formed. So that is your fair value gap, and everything you would expect to see in form of a market run below an old low or multiple lows for sell side liquidity. Once it starts trading higher and takes out a short-term high, that's not being shown here. Okay, because I'm showing you the pattern itself. This is what you're looking for. Okay, this separation between three candles. That's the criteria. You have to blend in the logic of a market structure shift that's bullish. So what does that look like? You have a market trade below an old low and maybe go a low, another leg lower and create a run into sell stops. Once that occurs, then you're looking for a run higher that takes out a short-term high and it closes above it with an energetic displacement higher. Once you see that, then you have a trade idea being birthed. You don't have a trade entry yet until you determine if it has a fair value gap. Where does that reside? Between the displacement high and the displacement low. In between, right before the market structure is broken bullishly, and the low that ran into the sell stops, that is your range. This is exactly where you're looking for a fair value gap. So in that range, that's where your bullish fair value gap resides. If there isn't one there, you don't have a trade. Is that not specific and clear? It's perfectly illustrated. There's no ambiguity to it. It's exactly the logic you're going to use. Going forward, it does not change. It doesn't mutate into anything. You don't bring something else into it. You don't add something else that some other educators taken my stuff and twisted it up and try to make it sound like something new and they've created themselves. No. This is what you're supposed to be doing. If you do anything other than this, you're not going to get the results you're looking for, and you're not going to find my ICT fair value gap. Okay?